WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Steve Grzanich off this morning. Good morning. Mark Harmon with you for The Opening Bell, the life of business, the business of life. This is a lot of pressure, I'm not going to lie. But we have a full show for you for 1 hour, as that is The Opening Bell, taking up till 6 o'clock. And I don't want to keep our guests waiting. Sarah Hollenbeck from BlackFriday.com is on the line. She's got a brief period of time, and I just heard in the news that people are already camping out at parking lots because that's what you do on Black Friday. Sarah, good morning. Thank you for taking time with us here on early morning, the Friday after Thanksgiving. What should I buy today, Sarah? What type of deals? I'm looking to make a move and just want to fly the flag at the end of the day and tell everybody I bought this great thing that I'll never get for this deal ever again. What would you say?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on. If consumers are looking to get the top item of the year, they're definitely going to want to head to retailers such as Amazon, Walmart, and Target. Amazon in particular is offering some really great deals this year that you're only going to see at this time of year. They're offering huge discounts on their own in-house brands, so that means their smart home products and their fashion lines and things like that. And they're also offering 40% off some of the hottest toys of the year. If you're looking for any other type of technology or maybe the new HDR TVs, Target and Walmart are definitely going to be your best bets. They're offering around $100 off various devices and various sizes as well.
So why do retailers do this, Sarah? Like, what is the benefit to Amazon to offering huge discounts on this day where people just wait for it? We get parking lots filling up, and then you're paying 40% less, and then maybe they don't.
Yeah, Black Friday started in the 1960s to kind of kick off the holiday season and really allow consumers a great opportunity to get gifts for others at a really low price. And since then, it's kind of taken off. So retailers are definitely taking part because it has such a hype around it, and they know that consumers are going to be shopping, whether it's in-store or online. So everyone wants to take part in that tradition that consumers really love.
Interesting. All right, so what's going on with Apple? We got $1,000 phones here, Sarah, and some people are saying that's correct. I mean, the stock's been trending down at least a little bit, although it's a very, 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 very short period of time. Is this a big day for Apple and the newest phones that are costing, you know, as much as computers, nice computers?
Apple is a little bit interesting when it comes to their Black Friday sales because they don't necessarily have any discounts at Apple stores or on their website. Where you're going to see the biggest discounts on these products is at third-party retailers. So Verizon is offering $400 off the latest iPhone models when you buy in-store today only. So it's definitely a great opportunity if you are looking to pick up that latest very, very expensive iPhone. And if you're looking to pick up some of those smart home products, Best Buy is offering $100 off the Apple HomePod as well.
Sarah, where are you going today? Give me the inside scoop. Where will you be spending your Black Friday time, or will you not be doing anything?
Well, I'll be doing a lot of interviews like this today, but I will be doing a lot of online shopping as well. I'm going to be hitting up Amazon, Target, and Kohl's to take advantage of some of their really great discounts on things like shoes, bedding, and electronics.
So you're not going to any of these stores. You're just doing it from the comfort of your own home while you talk to amazing people like myself. Did I hear this correctly? What are we going to do about the retail stores here, Sarah? How are we going to keep them in business if everybody's going to be doing it from their computer?
Well, I mean, you're still contributing to that business if you're shopping online, and I think that's why we've seen a lot of these Black Friday sales be moved online as well, because retailers understand that consumers really value the convenience of online shopping. So they're not only offering these same Black Friday prices online, they're also offering free perks such as free shipping, layaway, things like that.
Okay. What about the gamers out there? I'm hearing I should buy a Nintendo Switch or a Mario Kart 8 today.
Yeah, the Nintendo Switch was bundled with a Mario Kart game, and it has already sold out at GameStop and Amazon, both online and in stores. Actually, GameStop and Walmart, I believe. But places like Amazon and Target are still selling that same bundle for around $299. You're not necessarily going to get the same benefits as you would if you had been able to buy it at GameStop in time, but it's still a really great deal on the product.
And the forecast for this particular Black Friday, is this going to be the biggest day ever? Is that what people are expecting?
Yeah, we've already seen some records being hit on Wednesday and Thursday. It's estimated that consumers spent around $2 billion in online shopping on each day, and that's about a 30% increase from what we saw last year.
Interesting. Okay. And let's have a little competition here. Walmart versus Amazon. If you were to pick only one retailer between the two, who do you think has a better day?
Oh, that's hard. I would have to go with Amazon just because of the convenience of online shopping. Consumers really value that, and they're even offering free shipping to people that aren't Prime members. So that means a lot more people can take advantage of those great Amazon sales.
Do you recommend being a Prime member? What's your thoughts on that?
I do. I think it's worth it. It's a high price tag, but if you pay for the full year in advance, you save around $20 to $30, and you can take advantage of their Prime sales, their holiday season sales, and get even groceries delivered straight to your door in under 2 hours. So it's definitely a great service.
So if you're a Prime member, you don't pay shipping. Is that the deal? And you get other – what are the other perks?
Yeah, so you're not going to pay for any shipping. You'll get free two-day shipping, and then they also offer discounts specific to Prime members as well.
Okay. All right. Maybe I should become a Prime member. Seems like a heavy price tag, Sarah. I've been reluctant to do it. Hey, great information, Sarah. I know you're very busy, and I appreciate you taking time this morning.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
Sarah Hollenbeck from BlackFriday.com as we get the opening bell rolling. We'll get you caught up on the markets coming on back here, 720 WGN.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a great turkey, and welcome to your Black Friday. Mark Harmon in for Steve Grzanich this morning. Let's just take a look at the markets, the futures for today. The NASDAQ is trending down 35 and a quarter points, sitting at 6541. The Russell is down nearly 10 points. Overseas markets, the Shanghai is down 65 points. The Nikkei is trending up 139 points. And if you look at currencies and commodities, let's see here. The dollar is down. Oil is down. Silver is down, as is gold. Today is a half day with the markets, so always a very quiet Friday. Although back in the day, I can remember some traders with a lot of people not working today. There always seems to be an opportunity to make a couple dollars as well. If you are looking for an opportunity, perhaps to one of the things I found interesting today, if you're looking to change your life dramatically, Japan apparently has an increasing number of vacant homes. Curtis, you want to move to Japan? They're going to give you a free house if you move to Japan. What do you think?
Yeah, but does that come with a manual how to speak Japanese?
Well, that you'd have to learn how to speak the language. So Japan is facing, quote, significant economic and social impact defense from the from people aging over the next three decades, and abandoned properties in the world's third largest economy, right, are among the least discussed side effects of the country's demographic changing. So it's getting, they're actually going to be giving away houses in Japan, in neighborhoods where people are just moving out of, so you can actually get a house for free. Andy Mazur, you want a house for free in Japan? What do you think? I can see you on your phone there, but I figure like you might want to move to Japan. I'm thinking about moving to Japan.
I was on the Zillow in Japan, yeah.
See,
that's where I was. Sorry about that.
You were Zillow.
I was Zillow in Japan.
I mean, a free house, you don't get that every day.
No, free house is good. Free is always good.
Right, so you can move to Japan. All right, and then we'll bring it back local here. Everybody loves the Thanksgiving Day Parade, right? Did you watch it yesterday, the Macy's Day Parade?
I did not watch the Macy's Parade. I watched a little bit of the Uncle Dan's Parade that was here in Chicago.
Okay, well, the Macy's Parade is, you know, people are worried about Macy's. What's going to happen to Macy's? Now, apparently, this is a key holiday season for Macy's, and they're putting out their latest turnaround plans and all that. Macy's shares had rallied, actually, more than 80% over the last year, coming into the third quarter earnings report last week. The retailer's results largely topped analyst expectations as it raised its full-year earning forecast, though its stock has sold off. It ended the day down yesterday a little bit more than 7%, so that drop reportedly is a sign that investors are unsure if there's still room for growth ahead for Macy's, or if the best of Macy's is already behind it. Macy's, in order to win back some investor confidence, has three key things to prove this holiday season. First, it needs to show it can still grow same store sales. So that's a huge, huge deal, right? Everybody's buying everything online. That's a closely watched gauge of retailers' performance. Company has also reported four consecutive quarters of same store sales growth, so that not growing, as its turnaround initiatives have started to gain a little bit of traction, at least. But that also means that Macy's is facing some tougher competition from last year's performance. So that's one of the, you know, obviously one of our biggest retailers. And I think that when you look at how retailers are doing as a whole, if Macy's is rebounding, that's a good sign. If it's not, I think that's a kind of a concern for all.
You know, as a Macy's shopper, they're offering more for their consumers as well right now. I can remember, you know, I don't hold a Macy's card, but my mom does, and so my mom would always get this extra 20% to 30% off, and I'd get really jealous, or she'd buy me the stuff on her card. Well, now they're offering something called Star Rewards. Apparently, whether you have a card or not, you can take part in that rewards program, which also offers additional discounts. And to be honest, as a shopper, I don't know how you guys feel, but like, if I go in a store, the percent off is a big draw. I don't care what the prices are right now. I don't want to see prices or discounts already taken at the register or whatever. I want to see what am I going to get over and beyond what you're already giving me. And so if they can do that through the holiday season enough to draw in customers, I think they'll be all right.
I like that angle. I mean, when I walk into a store, I'm always, am I getting a deal here? What can I get coming in here that I would not have known about? Andy Mazur looks like he's looking for a deal, too.
Yeah, I always look for deals. And, you know, the percentage off is good. The rewards programs are always a draw as well, because you get, you know, little dollar off coupons after you save a certain amount of points. So that is an attraction to me.
And retailers have got to get creative. Mm-hmm. How do you bring people in? How do you keep them coming back? And I mean, that's why if you rewind it back, that's why punch cards and all that stuff, it's you're incentivizing. If you come here, you're going to get that free, just from the free coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to go as super basic, which is a good idea for me on this morning, filling it for Steve Grzanich on the opening bell, which, by the way, it's 5:28. So let's get an update on what's coming up in the news at 5:30. Don Kleppen, good morning.
Good morning, Carm. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Turkey Week to you.
Happy Turkey Week to you, too, and Black Friday.
Absolutely. What do we got coming up?
There was a shooting ahead of some Black Friday shopping at an Alabama mall involving police and teenagers. So I'll have details coming up on that.
All right, 5:28. The news coming right up, 720 WGN.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning, 5:39. Hope you're having a great start to your Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Good to be with you this morning. My name is Mark Carmen, and for Steve Grzanich, we are going to replay a very brief interview that Dave Plyer had with Catherine Cullen, who's the Director of Retail and Consumer Insights for the National Retail Federation, as it's very appropriate today. So here is Dave with Catherine.
The National Retail Federation announced that it expects holiday retail sales in November and December to increase. Although holiday shopping began weeks ago, the big day Black Friday is tomorrow, then it's Small Business Saturday, followed by Cyber Monday, as the holiday selling season ramps up. And to talk about the predictions in the ever-elusive world of retailers, Catherine Cullen, she's a director of retail and consumer insights from the National Retail Federation. She joins us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving, Catherine.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
So you're looking at an increase again this year, which is good news.
It is great news. You know, we have come off or in the midst of a really strong year right now. The economy's doing well, retail's doing well, and that's all just carrying forward into the holiday season. So we're expecting in November and December to see sales of up to $720 billion in retail. Of course, a lot of that is for holiday shopping and gifting.
Now, according to your annual holiday survey, consumers say they'll spend an average of $1,000 on gifts, decorations, and more this holiday season. Gifts are about $600. Food decor, greeting cards, $215. And I love this because it's about $155 that you're spending on yourself, because you can't help it when you find the great deals out there, right?
Exactly. You know, people know it's a great time to find sales and promotions, and they're out there. They're looking, of course, for gifts for their family, decorations, food, as you mentioned. But it's always nice to pick up something a little extra for yourself, something you've been saving for, you know, maybe just to reward yourself during the holiday season. And we're seeing people spend a little bit more on those items this year as well.
Now, discounts are more important than ever. 60% of shoppers say they're going to buy more on sale now than they did even 5 years ago. And I think that just kind of tells you where everybody's head is at. You know, 85% of consumers said that they backed out of purchasing an item because it wasn't on sale, even if they really wanted it, which signals to me that people eventually know they're not going to pay full price for something.
We today as shoppers, you know, we like that thrill of finding that deal, getting that special price on something we really want. So I think that's something people just really look for. It adds to the excitement of shopping and, of course, is particularly important during the holiday season, which, you know, as we know, people are buying for a lot of people in their lives. It's always great to save a little extra money. But I would also point out during this time, you know, it's not just the sales and promotions. We also see people really liking the, particularly right now, you know, the tradition of going out and shopping on Black Friday with their family, seeing the decorations and displays. You know, the spirit of the season also plays in this time of year as well.
Those who are shopping online, 94% take advantage of free shipping. I think that is kind of an expectation that's been built into all of us as well, is that why am I paying for shipping?
Exactly. Everyone expects free shipping now. And in fact, if people don't have free shipping, they'll often back out of the sale. So it's really important to consumers. And of course, we're seeing people start to look for free two-day shipping. So it's getting to you even faster than it was before.
The list of stores that are closed on Thanksgiving continue to grow every single year. It almost seemed like for about 5 years that list got bigger and bigger. But last thing I want to do is go shopping today. I mean, I'll go online if I have to do any shopping at all. But I kind of like the fact that some of these retailers are realizing, yeah, you know what? We're going to give even our store employees a little bit of a break and some time off, and we can open bright and early on Friday morning. I think online sales has really changed that dynamic.
Exactly. You know, we're really seeing people shop across all 5 days of this weekend, or in some cases starting yesterday. I saw a lot of deals start yesterday as well. And they can shop now from the comfort of their home or out in the store, whatever their preference is. And we see retailers, you know, they're making the decision that's best for them and their employees in terms of opening on Thanksgiving Day. And we do see some retailers are continuing to open because that's what their customers want, and that's what's best for their business. But as you mentioned, you know, today you can easily shop from the comfort of your home, from your mobile phone. You know, maybe you need a little bit of a break from the Thanksgiving meal, a little break between pie, and so you can go online and shop, you know, while from your handheld device.
Categories that gifts that consumers would like to receive. Top one is still gift cards.
Yes, gift cards and clothes. So, you know, sometimes you know what you want better than your friends and family. So a gift card is always a great gift for people. But we see the other categories like clothes, of course, toys. We came out with our top toy list yesterday. Books, all those traditional gifts are also still really popular.
Yeah, I know toys, you know, there's kind of a void in the retail market, so to speak, with Toys R Us being gone. I know they're actually coming back. There's some retail stores of Toys R Us that are going to actually reopen under new ownership and management. But so many of us, I think, over the last 3 to 5 years have really gotten all of our toys from a Target or a Walmart or online at Amazon. It's just so easy when it shows up on your front porch.
Yes, and we also see parents also buying a lot of toys at discount stores. You know, we've seen the growth of discount retailers and off-price stores, and so we're seeing them capture some of the toy market as well. You know, as you mentioned, there's a lot of options for people out there looking to find some of the best toys for their kids.
Most popular day for shopping, of course, is Black Friday tomorrow. 77 million predicted to be out shopping, followed by Small Business Saturday with 55 million, which I love Small Business Saturday, just kind of helping the mom and pop out a little bit. And of course, there's Cyber Monday. So big sales ahead. What is the big, you know, we have an extra week this year between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Is that right?
That is correct. Similar to last year, we have an extra weekend and an extra day in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that's really important, particularly for those last-minute shoppers, which we know happen to be men most of the time. They have an extra weekend where they can go out, you know, maybe even if they're pushing their luck right before the 24th or 25th, to go out to the store or order something online.
There you have it, Dave Plyer with Catherine Cullen, the Director of Retail and Consumer Insights for the National Retail Federation. Good morning. 5:47 is the time. That means it's time for a check of traffic. Here is Pam Jones.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning, 5:50. Happy Friday. My name is Mark Harmon, in for Steve Gerzanich this morning. We're going to get a check on the agriculture and commodities markets with Orion Samuelson in a moment, but updating the Dow futures, they're down 126 points at 24,329. The S&P 500 down 11.25 points, and the NASDAQ is trending down 33 points. Of course, a half day with the markets today should be a quiet day trading. And now, let's get the latest on agriculture and commodities with Orion Samuelson. Good morning, Orion.
Well, good morning, Mark, and happy day after Thanksgiving to you, and hope it was a good one.
It was most definitely, sir. Thank you very much. Back at you.
Okay, and as we look at where we'll start this morning, probably take a quick look at that because we were off a day. So when the markets closed on Wednesday, soybean futures traded higher, up on hopes of progress in the dispute between the U.S. and China. Wheat futures slipped. Corn futures ended nearly unchanged. Here are the prices that we ended with on Friday, or on Wednesday. The December wheat contract was down 2.75 cents a bushel. December, March, and May corn and July corn all ended the day unchanged on Wednesday. Soybeans up 3.5 cents on the January contract, ended the day at 8.83. And at livestock trade, we did see cattle futures rallying after getting a rather bullish cattle on feed report. At least some traders called it that. And so at the end of the trading day Wednesday, December live cattle $116.45 a hundredweight. That was up 75 cents, and the January feeder cattle contract was up $1.32, ended the day Wednesday at $148.20. Hog futures, however, ended lower. The February lean hog contract down 80 cents, $66.17 a hundredweight. The only other thing we want to report this morning is a sad note, because we talk often about the danger in farm country of crossing railroad tracks, because Amtrak and other railroads, of course, are in the farming country. And yesterday, near Wyonette, Illinois, that's just outside Princeton, a man was killed when an Amtrak train collided with a farm tractor. Wyonette Fire Chief Aaron Elmore said the tractor operator was killed when he was attempting to drive over a private farmer's railroad crossing. And as of this time on the story, the man's name not yet released. He was pulling a tank of fertilizer and hydrous ammonia, and there was a lot of damage to the engine of the train. So we just reiterate what we say throughout the year. Be careful of those blind intersections in rural country when you're driving, but also look out for the railroad crossings if you're a farmer. Look out for the railroad crossings that you have to maneuver with farm equipment. So with that, we'll send it back to you, Mark.
Orion, appreciate it. That's a sad story right there. Appreciate your time. Good morning, 5:54. It is Black Friday. Here's a little note for you. 56% of Chicago shoppers, let's keep it local here, are expected to be less reliant on Black Friday deals to save money this holiday season. That is trending up from last year, where 50% were using Black Friday less. Here's some good news for those of you who are actually going to go out to Target Target or Walmart, but you're worried about the lines. They now have devices. You can actually help, you can place orders, online orders from the sales floor, and they're going to have mobile checkout terminals, so you can actually skip the regular checkout line. So there'll be more ways to get in and out of the store. I want to ask Pam Jones a quick question here, because apparently you made a purchase that you were very excited about, but unfortunately it did not work out the way you wanted it to. Isn't that correct, Pam Jones?
Yes, this is correct. Here is bag rattling in here. I mean, if you look us up on WGNRadio.com, you'll be able to see it. I went to White Castle this morning. You know, I fell for all those ads that showed basically Thanksgiving in a little box, you know?
Yeah.
It sounded like you're going to have turkey and apple butter, and just it was just going to be all that Thanksgiving goodness. Here's what I got. Can you see this?
I cannot, but it
doesn't. Okay, here's the apple butter.
Just doesn't look very good.
And here's the little dry little patty.
Mm-hmm.
And what looks like maybe some processed kind of cheese product on top. I'm not sure. It could be real cheese, but this is not what I saw in the picture, people.
So you're very upset with White Castle this morning.
I'm not happy. Like,
I mean, you took a risk. You went to White Castle, and it just didn't work out.
This was $6, and they have another one called the Bistro Burger. It's even less of nothing. I mean, it's got some little spready stuff on it with a little itty-bitty piece of chicken. Of course you expect it to be itty-bitty. I qualify that statement. It's White Castle, right? Okay, the buns are fresh. I'll say that because I know I got to say something positive. The buns are fresh.
You got a fresh bun, all right.
And then I also got these potato fries.
Yeah?
I will have to say that the potato fries, they were all right.
This is an aggressive morning for you, Pam.
I mean,
you're coming out hot.
You know, I'm not a morning person. I'm not even going to lie.
Pam?
Yes.
I have in the kitchen over here, I've put out some of my leftover turkey with some buns and cranberry sauce. You can make a little turkey slider for you if you want one.
That would be great, because this right here, I am hot right now. If I can find my receipt, this is going back.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
Tweet it right at him.
Yes.
Let him know.
Mm-hmm.
You have power, Pam. All right. Let's take our final break, and Patty Vasquez can do our fifth consecutive crosstalk, which is amazing accomplishment, all happening. And by the way, our update on the markets was sponsored by the Associated Bank, 720 WGN.